Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back in action on the live show here on Blog Talk Radio. I just have to say thank you for just being patient. Thank you for allowing us to have another exciting segment here on the live show here on Blog Talk. And, you know, just some amazing things have happened today. I was actually sitting here waiting for my intro, and I'm like, I just realized that Blog Talk has made some changes here. So I'm going to go ahead and get this show started how we normally do. And so I want to welcome one of, like I said, a dear friend of mine and also a power partner who's doing some wonderful things in the community of women and empowerment. Alicia Houston with Majestic Soul Woman is just a phenomenal woman, and, you know, just really, really just stepping into her power and just really doing some amazing things with women. She is, you know, just a beautiful woman inside and out. Alicia, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio today. How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you for this opportunity. I so appreciate you.
Absolutely. And I said, you know what? I'm sitting here. And I'm like, okay, where's my music? And I was like, wait a minute. They changed up the switchboard. Where am I? Girl, it's always something. But
it
you know,
is. That's
I'm
all
just...
right.
Oh, got to love it, right? So
yes.
Nevertheless, I just want to say thank you for coming on to the air today. It is just beautiful to have such an incredible woman such as yourself joining us. And one thing I know is that as a sacred love guide and business architect, you are a busy woman with some amazing things happening. Can you share with my loyal listeners what that means and what you bring to the table in the lives of women empowerment?
I certainly can. So as a sacred soul love guide and business architect, what that means is, let me just give you a little backstory, and I'll just keep it very brief. In 2004 is when I began my entrepreneurial journey, and that can be very scary coming out of the job into the unknown. So I was fortunate enough to be able to start a wonderful business with a couple of other business partners, and we actually sold that multi-million dollar business in 2014. So
wow.
I have definitely, in just all humbleness of saying it, I am definitely a self-made millionaire-ist. And
all right,
I'm
now.
Very
yes.
happy to be able to say that and to be able to own that with honor and pride, and that there is a story that has happened amongst those 10 years. It has not all been peaches and cream. You know, a lot
right.
of people see me today and, you know, they go, oh, my gosh, you have this, you have that. You know, don't get it twisted. Don't see the glory before you know the story, you know,
right.
and really know that there has been a journey. And in that journey, I will be very clear in saying I lost myself along the way. And it was a point that I realized in 2011 where I was 220 pounds, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, on the verge of a second divorce. Oh,
wow.
A lot going on. And this was through the journey, you know, starting in 2004 as an entrepreneur. And in 2011, it was just, God just hit me. And he was like, it's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to put yourself first. And a lot of us as women, we do not put ourselves first, and there is some type of guilt associated with putting ourselves first. But what we don't understand is that self-care is really the core principle to everything else coming to fruition in your life that you desire to generate. Because as you put self-care of you as your number one, you become a better wife, you become a better business person, you become a better friend, you become happier, your vibrational impact raises, your feminine magnetism raises, your feminine just empowerment, your whole vision of you changes, and you are then able to actually enact the law of attraction, which a lot of people don't really understand the fullness of the law of attraction. They understand
yes.
a small piece of it. And so you are really able to enact the law of attraction at that point because your vibration is so high, you can truly create the desires of your heart. I called forth the sale of our business. When I began to take care of myself truly in 2011, I dropped 75 pounds in about a 12-month time. At that time, we weren't even looking to sell our business. We had people coming out of the woodworks trying to purchase our business. We weren't even out there. So when you are resonating at that and vibrating at that high peak momentum, you truly become a magnetic force to call in everything that you want to create. So that is why I say that true self-care is so important. So many of us women, we give to our husbands, we give to our children, we give to our communities, we give to our churches, we give to our friends, but we don't give to ourselves. We do not take the time to truly give to us. And self-care is not just about getting your nails done, getting your hair done, getting your toes done. It is about honoring boundaries as women and operating in that space where that two-letter word can bring you so much freedom and power when you stand in it and when you honor you. And I will be very clear to say that, yes, some people are going to be very uncomfortable that you begin to honor yourself, that you begin to take time in those boundaries, you begin to create sacred rituals that honor you and the growth of you. You begin to court yourself. Some people are going to take a little bit of issue with that.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
some people, you've changed. Right.
Yes.
Oh, you've changed. You're different. Actually, you're right. I am a little different. I am loving me. I am putting me first, because as I put me first, I step out more as a whole woman, as a sacred sovereign woman into this world. And so that is why I am so passionate about helping women create the desires that they want to create in business, but also helping them understand what that means. I lived it. This is not just from a book I read. I lived it. I created it. I understand what it means. I understand what it means in sacrifice. I understand what it means to lose things along the way. But let me be very clear with that, too. The Lord shed things from me that I felt I needed, that things were shed, and he replaced it tenfold. Tenfold. And that's what we have to understand.
Man, and you know, that's crazy you said that, because sometimes in life, elevation requires isolation. God will put you in a position where you feel alone, or you feel like, wow, what is it, God? Everything in my life is falling apart. No, it's not falling apart. It's actually coming together.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's exactly what you just hit the nail on the head about in regards to what you can do, you know, in walking in your power, loving yourself. I love how you also just mentioned the importance of dating yourself. Don't wait around for no man or no woman to take you out. Take yourself to dinner, okay?
That's right.
Love
that's
yourself.
Right.
Buy yourself some Victoria's Secret.
That's
you know,
right. And you know what? The first love affair that we ever have is with ourselves. And if we don't know how to love ourselves, how can we expect someone else to step in, stand in the gap, and love us? How do we even know what we desire? How do we even know how we want to be loved? How do we even know what we're looking for in a friendship? Even we can take it out of the realm of love. Even in friendships, how do we know if we're aligned with our friends? See, as you begin to take time for yourself and you begin to sit in stillness and quiet and really allow your mind to just be still, you will receive those divine downloads. And see, let me also say this. Sometimes we're praying, and you know what? Your prayer is answered, but sometimes you just don't like that answer. And so you want to go do something different. You go
do something else.
You go. It is very true. And listen, Alicia is not exempt from this. You know, we all are on a path of growth. We all waver sometimes. We all step to the side, and we have to check ourselves. And that's why it's so important to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. It is very true. It is so easy to get sucked in if you are not careful who you allow yourself to be around. Energy is very real. There's positive and negative energy, and negative energy is 8 times stronger than positive energy. It's absolutely crazy.
Look at that.
Yes.
And people don't even realize it.
They don't realize that. Our mind constantly, daily, 80% of our thoughts are negative, and we have to be aware. We have to program it. So we have to take time to spend with ourselves in programming and changing those negative mindsets. And that's the beauty of when you have powerful women who hold space for you and do not allow you to reside in victim mode. They call you out. And they lift you up. They help you stand in your divine feminine leadership that we were put on this earth to bring. As a woman, there is no one else, there is no man that brings life into this world. We have a womb. We call forth life. Whether you've had children or you have not had children, you are still a woman with a womb. That is the sacred space. That is the creation. We are so powerful. We are creators, and we just lose sight of that sometimes. And that is why it's so imperative to surround yourself with people who are all about you, are about positive things, and are about lifting you up. You know, we deal in a society today where we have media that is telling us how we should look, what's beautiful, what's not beautiful. We have people who are women who are just hating and bashing on each other for the way that someone looks or for the way someone presents themselves. You know, and all that comes from, that just stems from just chaos. It is from a spirit of chaos, and that is not the spirit that we are going to thrive in. That is not the spirit that you are going to find the desires of your heart. That is not the spirit that you are going to create what you want to bring forth into this world. And so
Absolutely.
We have to be very careful when we start to kind of fall into that, and we have to check ourselves, and we need to have our friends to be like, hold up, my sister. Hold up,
okay.
girl. You're falling in. You're falling off to the side. You
girl,
know?
Let them know. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And
it doesn't mean.
Friends do. You know, you
yes.
with each other.
Yes.
Yes.
And it doesn't mean
Beautiful.
You're not allowed to have those feelings. You have to honor those feelings because we all have fear. We all have times of disappointment. We all have times that we need to bend someone's ear. But what you have to be clear on is after you have that moment, you need to dust yourself off, pop your collar, and you need to push forward. And that's where true divine sisterhood comes into play, because that is when you have your sisters who are like, you know what, I hear you, I feel you, I understand, but your breakthrough is right on the other side. And that's what we have to be very clear on. And that's where we have to stand in our power as women, and in our power as a sisterhood of women in calling things forward and bringing about the change. That's what I call changing the paradigm, because many of us, our paradigm is really our mindset, where we are in our minds. So our paradigms are very much associated with what we know. We've been raised a certain way. We have thought processes that have come from our upbringing. I mean, honestly, that's the way it is. If you are raised, if you're raised in a more affluent area, and you have more opportunities for yourself that your parents have provided for you, there will be things that you are more aware of than someone else who may have not had those same opportunities. However, it does not mean somebody who grew up with less opportunities gets to use that as an excuse to stay in victim mode, you know, especially with today's realm of internet, personal empowerment conferences, courses,
Absolutely.
Things of that
yeah.
nature. We have to realize, yes, I may have come up with a handicap in this certain area, but I have no excuse to not be able to do something about it. There are so many opportunities available to us now, and what we have to do is make the decision to utilize them, to stand in them. If I want something to change, I can't sit here at my house and say, okay, Lord, I want something to change. I want something to change. And then next thing you know, you're on your computer or something, and something comes up about a course, a conference, and you just totally bypass that. Your answer has just been presented to you. But you have
Absolutely.
Chosen to bypass it because you're not listening. You are not tuned in because you have some type of preconceived notion that it's going to come in a different way. You know, your answers come through people and they come through signs. You need to pay attention. Pay attention.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of which, the amazing thing about us actually having this show today is the fact that you are actually hosting a phenomenal two-day women's retreat. I call it a retreat, but
that's,
you know,
all right. I
like
that.
We got to get together. Yeah, like, it's a
I like
retreat,
that.
Girl. But, you know, it's called Transcend, for those of you
yes.
who have not seen us massively promoting it all over the internet and through
yes.
our VIP preferred email list. And so
yes.
Alicia's going to share with you today why it's so important for you to come on out to this amazing event in beautiful San Diego, California on October 7th and 8th.
Yes. And first let me say that I truly believe iron sharpens iron. You'll see that in my emails. I believe women enhance women. There is nothing like a sacred sisterhood of women. Men don't get together and uplift and bring what we bring to a space. It just doesn't happen. You know, women, we are so, and I'm not saying that there aren't any men who are transparent, but women, we tend to be so transparent. And when you come to Transcend, you will hear more about my story and even more transparency. And that is really where change comes, when people are transparent about their struggles, about their journey, and now how they have elevated. Because of my struggles, I have created that I know work to continue to propel me forward, to continue
awesome.
To keep my vibration high, to continue to call things in the creation of the life that
yes,
I desire
yes.
to live. You know what
oh,
I'm saying? The creation
absolutely.
Of the life that I want my children to know exists for them, that they need to also understand that they are in control, that there is no boo-hooing, there is no victim mentality. You have full capacity to create the life you desire, and it is true. And when you own that and you understand it and you have steps to continue that creation, there is nothing that can stop you. And the only one that can bring that to fruition is you. I can't do the work for you. You have to do the work. Am I going to say, is it easy? Absolutely not. But can it be done? Yes. And I am a testimony to that. It can be done. You can create
okay.
anything that you desire. And that's what Transcend is about. It's really about going from good to great in your life, in your career path, in your money. Because let me tell
yes.
you something, we have so many money stories, and they don't even,
girl.
And that's what keeps so many of us down. Each one of us was put on this earth to have wealth. But there
yes,
are so
absolutely.
Many things that we don't understand in generating that wealth and creating that wealth that keep us stuck and keep us in victim mentality. So this is what Transcend is going to bring to the table. It's going to bring it to the table transparency, and it's going to call you to action.
Okay, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And it's so true. You know, just
yes.
breaking through that level, you know, of disbelief is what I think of when I think of Transcend, because oftentimes transcending, you're thinking of going into a new level or
yes.
attaining something you've never had before, and it starts
yes.
with your belief.
Yes.
And I just think that you're so right, that if you
yes.
do not believe in taking advantage of, you know, up-leveling wherever part of your life it is, spiritually, emotionally, relationships, financially, you have to surround yourself with women that are going to take you to that next level. And if you don't, then unfortunately you're not, you know, paying attention to the signs that God has given you.
You're not. You're not. And even in my business, when we hit a rough patch, you know, because in 2008, it was terrible when the stock market crashed, everything. It was awful. And we were sustained. And we'd only been in business for 4 years at that time. And I'm going to tell you, it was tight. I'm just keeping it real. Money was tight. And we were like, we need to invest in a strategist to get in here and help us get past this tough time. Now, had we had a mindset of poverty and lack, oh, we can't do that. Oh, no, no, no. We're just going to ride it out. we wouldn't have been where we are today. We had to
Absolutely.
Make a decision, and we had to stand in that decision. And that's also what comes with just the wisdom, discernment. And discernment doesn't mean I need a week to think about this. No, you need to be a discerning woman. You need to make a decision quickly. I don't mean you have to, if someone tells you something, you have to say yes or no right now, but you need to be able to come back with a decision in a few hours. And that, because that's when opportunities will pass you by. If you do not have a discerning spirit, you will miss opportunities. And will they come back? Absolutely. But we don't know if they'll come back in a year, 2 years, 5 years, 6 years, 20 years. So be careful when you start to say, I need to just think about it. Okay, great. I understand having to think about things and weighing some things out, running some numbers, doing some statistics. I get that. But don't use that as an excuse to hide. And sometimes that's what we do. We hide because we're just fearful and we're scared. And it is so okay to have fear. But you know what? You need to feel the fear and you do it anyway. Because if we don't do it, we will never reap the reward. You have to be very careful when you hide behind your lack mentality and your,
yes.
your scared
oh my gosh,
mentality.
Yes,
yes.
Absolutely.
You have to be careful because you will miss things. You will miss things that are for you because, see, what you are here to do, only you can do. So even if something is presented to you, Kim, and you say, I don't know, it's not going to come to me to be birthed because it's not for
Absolutely.
Me.
So right.
we're
yes.
you're depriving the world of what they need from you when
Girl.
You operate in a mindset of, oh, I don't know. Ooh, yes, you do know. You know.
Be
decisive because let me tell you something.
Yes.
You have immediately there's things that come to our minds when we're like, yes, I'm going to do it. Then we start sitting down. Ooh, now I'm scared. I don't want to do it. Then we start going into, oh, I remember when my friend did this and it didn't work out so well for her. But you're presented with could be even a better business plan or a better opportunity. It's not even the same thing that your friend was introduced to, but we start going into the scarcity. Oh, I remember that happened to her. Oh, I'm so scared. Like you just said, decisiveness. You've got
That's
to stand
it.
In it. You've got to trust you. And that
you really
all goes back to those principles of that sacred self-care. See, because at sacred self-care is actually creating sacred rituals that honor you, prayer, meditation,
yes,
journaling,
absolutely.
Getting outside, movement, eating well, whatever it is. I mean, there's so many practices that you have to find that something or a combination of things that work for you, that honor you. Like for myself, when I was going through it, just to give you an example of my routine in the mornings, I would get up at 5 a.m., see, because it was that important to me. It was that
mm-hmm.
important to me. I would get up at 5 a.m. because I had kids that would go to school. So I knew
okay.
that in order for me to get my time, I had to get up early. I got up at 5 a.m. I did some prayer and meditation. And then I would go in my garage and I would work out. And then
that.
I would have time
driven.
For myself.
Yes.
yes. I was
okay.
decisive because I knew this is what I had to do. And then I would come back in. I would get my kids ready for school, blah, 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 go to school, go to work, come back home. And then before I would go to bed, I'd be tired after work. I ain't going to lie.
Okay, right.
You know, but before
but
I go to bed, I say, okay,
plan.
I'm going to get.
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to get a few minutes
and
of meditation.
See, this is the thing. Indecisive people are not going to be successful. You have when you research and you see the most successful people in the world, they're
mm-hmm.
decisive. They make decisions
yes.
quickly.
Yes.
Procrastination is the number one stiller of
yes.
dreams.
Yes.
It truly
yes.
is.
There is a saying, procrastination is a thief of all time. And I cannot
it
remember
is.
Which writer said that right now, but if you look it up, you'll find it. Procrastination is a thief of time. We have just as many hours in the day as Bill Gates, as Beyonce, as Steve Jobs had. We have just as many hours in the day. The key
Same
is 24. To strategically utilize your hours. That's the key. You can't be being lazy, sleeping away, sitting there watching TV every time when you come home. I'm just so tired. You know what? Get to it. If you have a dream, you need to make it happen. You need to create it. You cannot stand in laziness. That is not going to serve you and serve where you're trying to go. So you've got to be very aware of managing your energy and managing your time. I'm not saying you don't need downtime. We all need downtime. But you don't need to every day. If you're trying to create something, be coming home and sitting in front of the TV for 3 hours and drinking wine every day. Oh, that was something I used to do. I would come home from work. Oh, I just need a glass of wine. Today was so difficult. And, you know, and that creates, as we drink alcohol, it takes down our vibration and we're just lazy. So that was something I used to do as well. So I had to cut. There were things that I had to realize. I had to be real with myself. And I had to cut them out. I had to create a plan, and that's the thing, too. A lot of us are just shooting off the side of our hip. We have no goals identified and written down, and we have no plan. So what I'm going to say right now for anyone who is trying, who has a vision on their mind, because if you have a vision or a dream in your mind, it was meant for you. No one else has the dream and vision that you have. So what I'm going to tell you now, I'm going to give you a couple of things to do just to start to get those creative juices flowing. You've got to write the vision down and make it plain. That's number one. If you have a goal, write it down. If you want to create a new line of clothing for young people who have one leg longer than the other. And I know about this because I had a friend who her son had one leg longer than the other, and she had to cut his pants and stuff. So let's say you want to do that. Yeah. You know, there's so many options in this world. You have to write that down. You need to see it. You need to be with it. And then you need to reverse engineer. So that's the ultimate goal. How am I going to get from there to here? And you just start asking. You start putting it out there. You start asking, what can I do to get to my goal from where I am now? And you will be surprised how things are divinely downloaded, brought to you in your dreams, in just even as you're just sitting in stillness and thinking. You know, sometimes I'll wake up out of sleep and I'm like, oh my goodness, yes. And that's why I keep a notepad by my bed so I can write, you know. So just write that final goal down and then start writing action steps. Start reverse engineering from that goal to just, how do I get there? Start reverse engineering. And you know what? It's okay. Scratch something out if it doesn't fit, if something else comes into your mind. But you've got to start somewhere. You can't keep things just bottled up in your head and pent up with no plan. That is not going to work. True. You can't start a business without a business plan. It's not going to work. So you have to be aware, you've got to have a blueprint. And it doesn't mean that blueprint can't change. I mean, when people build houses, blueprints change all the time. That's okay. But you got to start somewhere. You got to start. And you need to see it.
You really do.
You need to see it. It needs to get into your subconscious mind, because our subconscious mind, believe it or not, is 85% of our thoughts. Our conscious mind is only 15%, and when you come to Transcend, we're going to talk about ways to program that subconscious mind, because when it comes to wealth, that is a huge block for people for creating
it really,
wealth.
Oh, girl, I can't
it's
wait.
It's huge.
Wealth,
it's
it,
huge.
It really
the
is.
Programming, yes.
Living in lack. Oh, my God,
yes.
I can't wait. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? In all areas.
Yes. Yes, the programming is huge, and we're going to talk about ways and strategies that you can reprogram your mind. But just like I said before, at the end of the day, the actual results are up to you, because I can't do the work for you. I do the work for me, and my results speak for themselves. You have to do the work for you.
That's it, girl. Okay. Share
yes.
with the listeners. I'm just so excited about this event. I cannot wait.
me too.
You know
I'm very
what I mean?
Excited.
It's going to be beautiful, yes, because
yes.
I mean, Alicia's going to have a beautiful meet and greet session. Is that what it's called?
Yes. We're going to have a mix and mingle
mix
the first
and mingle.
Evening.
There you go.
Friday evening. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
All
I
right.
love it. Really, meet and greet, mix and mingle. Hey.
Hey.
On Friday evening, where we all
yes.
can come together. It's going to be next to the pool, so it'll be poolside, and we'll have
okay.
hors d'oeuvres. We'll have some, you know, a little bit of sippy poo, whether
okay.
you like alcoholic or non-alcoholic. We're just going to come together. We're going to support one another. We're going to encourage one another, uplift one another, and just really be in the space of love and just changing the paradigm, changing the way women show up. We're going to be really bringing out our true goddess selves in that space and really standing in what we want to create and owning it and realizing that you truly are the master navigator. So it's going to be awesome, and it's 2 days. So Friday and Saturday, you do not want to miss this. We are going to be bringing information, inspiration, and transformation, baby. So get ready. We are not coming to play. It's your time.
I love it. I cannot wait. Do you hear me?
I'm so excited too. I just know how powerful this is going to be. We're going to change lives. You know, a lot of women are hurting, and we're going to, yes.
Let them know, as a matter of fact, now those of you who are actually viewing via social media, you can click on the link, and there is the registration link there in the bio for the show, or actually if you go onto my radio show page for Brown Sugar Radio on Blog Talk, you will see the link there as well. And so get your tickets now. Register. Do not wait. Now is the time. God has sent us to give you a message, all right? And
yes.
So definitely make sure that you partake in this extraordinary event that is going to change your thinking, which in turn will change your life. So
that's right.
I'm so excited.
That's right.
Alicia, let my listeners know how they can contact you if they'd love to either provide more information on you, if they want a session with you. Yes,
wonderful,
absolutely.
Wonderful. You can find me at majesticsoulwoman.com, and that's also where you can find Transcend. You'll see on the events tab, you can click the events and you'll see Transcend, so you can register there, and you will also see a contact me link when you go to my website. You can fill out the whole dialogue, and I will receive an email directly, and we'll go from there. Easy.
Awesome. Yes. Oh, I love it. Yes. All right. So definitely, ladies, make sure if you're listening to this message, there's a reason you're listening to it. And so we want for you to take advantage now and, you know, go ahead, invest in yourself. This will be a 2-day, all right, ultimate transformation that is going to bring you the results that you desired. And not only that, we have best-selling, oh, gosh.
Yes.
Okay, I want to call her award-winning. I mean, she's a beautiful woman of God.
Amazing.
Sabrina Jackson Gandy will be joining us. You want to make sure, if you have not gotten any of her books, you go ahead and research her. I mean, she's all over, all right,
wonderful.
On the Internet. But phenomenal woman, isn't she? Oh,
yes. Lovely lady.
So excited.
And I'm so honored to call her my friend. It's awesome. She is awesome.
Okay.
She's going to bring it, too. Woo!
Power.
It's going to be...
On top of several other women that will be there. We have so many beautiful women that are going to just unite and bring a major movement. So come together and let's do some wonderful things. And who doesn't want a trip to San Diego? I mean, come on.
Hello.
Come on.
Beautiful.
Yes, girl, I will be in the house, most definitely.
All right.
Alicia, thank you for joining us today on Brown Sugar Radio. I was blessed. And so were my listeners, and we're just truly excited about what's going to take place at Transcend, on October 7th and 8th. Ladies,
yes,
mark your calendars. It's coming soon. All right.
All right.
Well, you know, you are
Thank
welcome
you for
back
having
anytime.
Me, Kim.
Thank you for coming.
All right. We'll chat soon.
All right. Great. All right. So there you heard it first here, ladies, on Brown Sugar Radio, the beautiful Alicia Houston, who is the host of Transcend, making some great things happening. And for those of you, like I said, who are struggling in the money area, why not listen to a woman who has built a multi-million-dollar business? Come on now. You got to listen to somebody that has been there and done it. If you're listening to broke people, that's not going to get you what you need. All right. So get your ticket. Register now. Have that leap of faith and join us at Transcend. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a great day.